magic know some voodoo in order to do that. And I'm always worried about whether we eventually will be replaced by machines. Lawyers start to become replaced by machines because you can look up everything and you have artificial intelligence which even helps doctors nowadays. So today we want to see whether we can build a machine which actually produces us calculus problems and then see how hard it is to solve them. The function f, and then we take the f prime, the derivative, and we take the antiderivative integral f dx. So let's start. What is the most important function?
Sine.
Okay, that's good. Sine. Tangent is, what is the derivative?
Secant square.
Secant square. I kind of prefer not to use the secants. So, but
sine square, secant square,
and the integral. That's harder, but you might remember it.
Negative log cosine.
Log x, what is the derivative? 1 over x, one of the most important derivatives. And the integral, that's not so widely known, but you should know it also. X
log x minus x.
X log x minus x, x to the n. That's kind of a function which appears often. X to the n, the power. So we have x to the n. And I will call this the power function. And this is a derivative which is the most, probably the most important derivative of all. And the integral x to the n plus 1 over n plus 1. That even works. That's a very important function. And if you look in calculus books, that's probably also one of the most frequent functions which appear, 1 over x. And if we take the derivative, what do we get? Negative 1 over x squared. And the integral. So that's the first thing we can do. We can just add. We can take f plus g. For example, we can take a random function here and a random function here, and so we get log x plus x to the 6. That would be a function, and we could ask to integrate this, we could ask to differentiate this. For addition, there is no problem. We know that the individual terms add or can be differentiated or integrated separately. There's another thing, of course, f minus g, subtracting, that's the same. There is another operation which is important.
Multiply
f times g. This is already trickier when we go to differentiation and integration. Yes, Tanya?
Oh, you can multiply by constant.
For example, I can take f here, and I take the constant I didn't actually put here. That would be kind of that would be a case. I'm wondering whether we can really get that in here. Actually, I might have kind of a. That's a good point. I mean, here x to the n. If you take n equal to 0, then you really get the constant. We could kind of take this for n equal to 0, and I think that's why I didn't include it. But you're right, constants are very important. And for example, if you want then multiply with a constant, you take f a constant, you take this with n equal to 0, and you take this, the other function. And then the d is, of course, taking derivative. And away. Let me just show you, that's now fun, because now this was level 1. Now this is level 2. These are functions of level 2. Let's just make level 4. These are functions of level 4 where I take function composite with a random function composite with a random function. Every time take a random operation, random function, I can also take, why not take 40? And we have a random function which is kind of on difficulty level 40. So we can take this, and we can take this and actually differentiate this with respect to x. So we get the derivative and now ask, what is the integral? You know, it's now a big industry, this artificial intelligence. Google or Wolfram Alpha, they are actually artificial intelligence. And here is a strange a problem which actually shows that this, if you tell a machine, or if you look at this yourself, you see that this triangle here has length 2, 4, 6, 8, 2, 4, 6, 8, and height 3. So this area, the red area, is the same. This area is also the same than that. You see it's identical. The blue one is identical to that, and this one is also identical to that. Nevertheless, also the whole triangle is the same. They have the same corners. But you see there is one square missing. So that's something which kind of makes you doubt your abilities to think, because there is no mistake. I didn't tell you any mistake here. So the triangle has here the same, the length is third, 13, and this is 2, 4, 5, height is 5 in both cases. All the pieces are the same, but it's still. Does somebody see what is wrong? When you find it out after the first picture, you have an IQ of 180. And then it goes down by 10. So you can decide where you are. But I tell you, so this is the first pattern. Then the second pattern. Then comes the third pattern. Then comes the fourth pattern, and so on. Do you see some pattern? Do you see, kind of, can you predict already the next one? I think this is already IQ 120. We are getting to 110. Now we get to 100. That's average. And that's 90. I use this? No, that was not there. Doesn't really matter. Do you see the next one? Yeah. It's just cool. So this is all triangles are equilateral. And I want to show you the proof. So we take an arbitrary triangle, and here it is. And now we take the point C, and we divide the angle. So we have here divided the angle here, and what we take here, the next construction is we take the midpoint of these two points and we go up here. So we have a kind of a construction. And of this point M. And what we do next is we project this M onto the side. So these are right angles here. So, and then what we do next is, I think that's what we have here, connect these points also. So we have now lots of triangles. Let me just show you some things. Q and R, they are not midpoints, but these were just right angles. These are right angles. They were just altitudes. I projected kind of onto the... So the first thing is to see that this triangle is the same than this triangle. Right, it's just reflected. Let's just see. It's what does one call this? Congruent. So how does one prove that? Yeah. So they have one side common, right? They have a right angle, and they have an angle the same, right? If you have a right triangle, which has the same hypotenuse and an angle the same, then they are the same. Does it make sense? Yes. Yes. Now, so what follows is that these two blue sides are the same. Now we look at these two triangles here. What we have done, we have divided it by two. So this length is equal to this length. We have a right angle, and we have a common side. So again, if you want by Pythagoras or so, this also congruent, right? And now, so that follows that this green line is equal to that green line. And now we take the next triangles. This triangle here, we claim that this is congruent to that. So why does this follow? We have the same base, the green base, and we have a right angle. And we have also these sides are, what else? So we have a right angle. And actually, this side is also equal to that side, right? Because this side was equal to that. This side is equal to that side. So there are two sides and an angle, let's say. Do you agree? I mean, I'm not telling you a lie. This is all true, what I said. And now we are actually almost there, because this red line is equal to that red line. And now we have shown that the red plus the blue, that's the side here, and the red of the blue. So we have shown that these two sides are the same, and you turn the triangle around and you show that the other sides are the same. If you give that to a machine will agree, you know, or every human agrees that there's no mistake here.